Today we discuss Star Wars disasters, console leaks, and a company that is trying to fix the biggest problem in handheld PC gaming. All this and more, this is Nerds with Mics. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I don't know why I decided to like bring that jingle in. I was just feeling it.
You were feeling
it. But anyways, I was. So welcome, everyone. This is episode 145. I'm Ron Burgundy.
I was going to say, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yes. So welcome. Today we have a packed episode with some news. We also have a new section from Justin. Lots of good stuff to cover. So without further ado, let's get started. My cat is up here, which you can't see because it's cutting her out. But that's okay. But before we do that, let's dive into our weeks. Justin, you want to start?
Yeah. So this week, I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth still. It is still my pick for game of the year. I know it's only March.
Wow.
I don't care. It's just that good. It's crazy. I'm like 15 hours in. I'm only in chapter 5 out of, I think, 15. I'm just taking my time with it, man. Just having a good time. I've been playing Helldivers 2. I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And as you know, I'm a big baseball fan. Go Reds. MLB The Show 24 came out. Been playing that. Early Access came out. So it came out Friday. The game actually launches tomorrow, but I've been playing that. Love playing that every year. Sink a lot of time into it. It's sad how much time I'll put into that game, but I love it. So what about you, Travis? What have you been up to?
So I actually had a fairly busy week since we were gone. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy 14. I successfully completed the event and got my car mount, which I bet did you?
Yes, I did.
Let's go.
I actually need to check the housing lottery. I might do that while you're talking.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll do it later. I forgot all about it.
Yeah. I also finally got to play Helldivers 2, so that was fun. It's a good time.
It is.
I have it on PlayStation, but honestly, like, I kind of want to get it on PC for some reason. I just feel like it would perform a little better. I know it's a little sluggish certain times, I feel like. So,
can I tell you why I didn't get it for PC? I was going to buy it for PC also.
Yes,
there's no cross save, no cross progression.
Oh, that sucks. Real big.
It does. If they ever add
eventually
that,
roll out. Yeah.
If they do, I'll buy it on PC.
For sure. Yeah. I also have been dabbling in Last Apothic, which I don't know if you ever heard or played. Probably not. It's on Steam. It's kind of reminds me of a Diablo, but also like this is like a old school call out, but Champions of Norrath. I don't know if you remember that game. Probably not. But it's like the isometric top down. Dungeon crawler type game. It's really fun. Are you really checking the housing market right now? I bet you are, aren't you?
No, I'm trying to fact check this game you're talking about. What's it called?
It's called Last Apothic. Or maybe
sure
I'm saying it wrong.
Epoch.
Oh, maybe it is Epoch. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
Okay.
As soon as you said it, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Because I was looking at how I spelled it, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not right. But yes, it's very fun. Talent tree's great. It was an early access.
On that bad boy.
Yeah, I well, it was in early access, and now it just officially came out. So I went back to revisit it since it came out officially, and was wanting to see what type of changes they made. But it's a real fun game. What
you got one friend that's put 124 hours in the last 2 weeks, and another one that has 321 hours in. Overall.
Well, some friends they are if they haven't told you about it.
a lot of time.
Yeah. And I've also been collecting lots of board games. That's been my recent obsession. There's a whole pile of board games and some to the right you can't even see. But yeah, that's been my new thing recently. The reason being, that's a different one. Let's go back to this one. All right. Is there's a board game I was introduced last week. So I went to visit my friend Steven that lives in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he has a massive game board collection.
Board game?
And board game collection.
Are you okay?
Game board? No, I think I'm having a stroke.
Do I need to call for a wellness check?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But anyways, he has a massive collection, and so I've had a few board games, but he introduced me to this new game called Unmatched, which I didn't really understand why it was called that until I realized that, like, all the ones you buy, the characters you get, you can play together regardless of which set or expansion they go in. It's a really fun game. They actually have a digital version on Steam and iOS, but they do these temporary runs where they'll partner with people like Marvel. They have ones that's like Coblin Fog, which will take characters that is from like, you have like Sherlock Holmes and just like all these cool characters. But sometimes they do the temporary runs where if they only print them once, and once that, like, basically that contract's out, they like stop printing them. So I've been on this mad hunt to find these ones that are still available, but then going away. Like they just discontinued the Jurassic Park ones. But yeah, are you looking it up?
I like
checking me in real time. I love it.
Well, no, it sounded interesting and I wanted to check it out.
And then you saw it and you're like, nah, fam.
No, it looks good. It's on sale right now on Steam.
Yeah, but yeah, so I'm going to do, I need to do that then if it's on sale, because I haven't pulled the trigger on the digital version yet. So, and then also we went to IMAX and watched the new Dune. Did you go see Dune?
No.
Are you not a Dune fan?
I like the first one, but I didn't finish it. So I need to go.
Well, I will tell you, the second one is, and I'm like you, like, the first one I was like very slow. It took me many times to go back and rewatch so I could finish it. Second one is much more entertaining and a lot more action. Might be one of the best looking sci-fi movies I've ever seen. It's really, really well done.
Better than Rise of Skywalker?
I don't know. Maxwell loves that movie.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Harry does, I think, but not Maxwell.
Yeah, no, not Maxwell. He definitely does not. But outside of that, outside of that, that's pretty much all I've been up to. Oh, I've been also still watching a lot of The Rookie, which I know you didn't watch the first episode like we talked about.
I did actually. And? Nathan Fillion's great.
Yeah, that he makes that show. If it wasn't for him, I would watch that. Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Got him.
Got him. All right. So for this week, you four went doing hot takes for some trivia, because you do love trivia actions. So.
I love it when people just ask me questions.
Is that it? You don't like care if like you don't care about anybody else but yourself? You don't want to ask me questions?
I like asking people questions too, but I don't have the cards with me. So you have to ask
me. You don't have anything for me ever. It's always,
you know what, next week I'll have something for you.
I bet you will, since I'll be on vacation and not on this podcast.
So we won't have a show next week
with my family.
Is that what we're saying?
Possibly. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Let's see here. All right. This is all random. Okay. So yeah. So there's no categories. It's just completely random. So I can't even have you pick. All right, ready?
God, I'm going to look like such an idiot here in a minute.
I know, you asked for this. Just know that.
I did.
How many ribs do humans have?
Oh, shoot. Is it like 12?
24.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I mean like, oh, okay. Okay, I get what you're saying. I was looking at it like all the way like,
now, I don't know how many different ways I can ask that question, but yeah. let's see. All right. Let's see here. Oh, no. What is the name of the goddess of love in Greek mythology?
Is that, oh, God, I'm going to sound really stupid. Is it Venus?
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite. God bless.
Are there wild polar bears in Sweden?
Yes.
No.
God, that felt like such a trick.
You are batting 100 here. Let's see. No giggling now. All right. What scientist is famous for formulating the law of the universal gravitation?
Would that be Newton?
Isaac Newton. Good call. What is the Italian word for ham?
Ham.
What is the... Nope.
Gorlami.
Nope.
I don't know.
As soon as I say it, you're gonna know.
Oh, hang on. Pork?
No, bruschetta.
Oh.
Wow, you're not good at this at all.
Stupid. All right, hey, give me some movie questions. Give me some nerd questions.
Okay. Let's see here. Some nerd questions. Like I said, they're all random. So random. What's the main objective of the Swiss Guard, history buff?
To protect the cheese.
To protect the Pope and the Vatican.
The Swiss Guard? God bless.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Here you go. You might know this one. No, probably not.
I mean, at this rate, I probably don't know any of them.
What is the name of the two brothers who published the fairy tale Cinderella and Rapunzel and Sleeping Beauty in 1812?
That wouldn't be the Brothers Grimm, would it?
Let's go.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. It is. Thought for sure you wouldn't get that one. Let's see here. I don't know, dude. This is...
You're like, man, you got a dub.
Next time I'll get that trivia game where I can pull from generations. That's what I should have did for you.
Yeah.
Just fed you ones from your own generation. All right. What does it mean to cook pasta al dente?
Jesus Christ. I don't know, man.
The pasta is cooked to be firm to the bite. Overdone, essentially.
I hate this.
Yeah, no.
Just kidding. It's fine.
We can. Okay. Oh, here you go. Here's a gaming one. I'll tell you a softball here. What does RPG refer to in computer games?
Role playing game.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. I think. These are all like real trivia questions. So we'll be done with this. Here, I'll tell you what. For funsies, for funsies here, I'll just give you one random hot take, just so you can feel better about life. Cheese is overrated.
I mean, I don't like cheese.
Oh my gosh.
I like cheese. I like cheese on pizza, and that's it. Put that stuff on my hamburger. We're done.
Is that real talk?
No, you know this.
Are you just? I forgot. You used to be a much pickier eater.
Honestly. I used to be. Grown up quite a bit.
You've gotten a little better, but still, like, do you like Mexican food?
I don't. So that's the problem with Mexican food. I don't like beans. It's like I'll never eat a burrito because it's like here's some meat and beans. This is off topic, but have you ever seen the video where the guy pranks the computer repairman by putting all the beans in his computer? And
yes,
this is beans. This is food. Yeah. That's my favorite video. I think about that video every day.
It's pretty good.
Every time I say the word beans, I think about it.
Did you see the one where he calls a locksmith to get in his car and his car's full of beans?
No. Oh, man, there's a whole bean series. I got to check that out.
Don't fact check me right now, though.
I'm going to.
All right. So one of the things I think we talked about on last episode that we were very, very excited about was a game that was coming out, a re-release of a game that is near and dear to our hearts. However, you may have heard of it at the top of the show when I mentioned Star Wars Disaster. So you want to tell us what's going on with that?
So I actually said if it held up, it would be like my game of the year, my most hyped game, something like that. I said something stupid and it definitely came back to bite me. But Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection has launched. It's officially out there, and I'm starting to wish that it wasn't. It launched on Steam, and it got off to a rocky start. So over 10,000 people were trying to play on launch day, and on just Steam, and they were greeted with only 364 player servers. So roughly 200 and something people could play. So that's bad. And then. Not only that, but now there's some questionable business moves that were made. So Asper said, that's the developer, they said that there would be no mods in this game, that they basically created everything, but then it turns out that that was a lie. They used a mod from known modder. I'm going to say this wrong, but I think it's I Am a Shaman. They create a mod that once brought exclusive DLC to PC, such as the extra characters and maps. And they basically went through like line by line of the code and found exactly where Asper had ripped off their mod, even though Asper said that, quote, the collection does not include any code or content taken from uncredited sources. So, I mean, this is a pretty scummy move. I saw one comment on Reddit today that said basically let's just add them to the banned developers list. That's pretty low. I mean, to double down on it and say you didn't do it and then actively plagiarize someone else's work and then turn a profit. I mean, 10,000, you know, just on PC, bought this game at $35. I mean, and this modder who actually created some of the features that were a draw for people, the new map and characters, gets nothing as of now. Hopefully they get something later, but I mean, that's pretty crappy. I mean, this whole launch has been a disaster. Not only that, but there's issues with the controller gameplay. There's issues with the hitboxes, issues with the aiming. It's just been, from what I can tell, a complete disaster of a game that so many people, including us, were excited for just a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really excited, especially like revisiting online and then also like, you know, the larger player base in regards of how many people give me a matches at once and upgraded graphics gameplay. But it sounds like not a great launch. I mean, hopefully it will get better after, you know, some updates and whatnot, but I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah. So I mean, even if they updated it at this point, I think the damage overall is done. I think part of the draw was like, you're going to have this game that was so good 20 plus years ago, come back with a brand new player base. And now I feel like, I mean, if they said, oh, everything's fixed, I still wouldn't buy it. I mean,
yeah.
And even if I did, I don't think everyone else would. I think the player base would still be very much fractured.
Yeah. After everything that's transpired, I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know if that's something I would be interested in doing, because like at that point you already have a bad taste in your mouth. You know what I mean? And plus you don't want to contribute to something, you know, like that's going on. You know what I mean? It's kind of crummy.
Exactly. And this is a prime example of why you shouldn't pre-order games. Unless it's like a surefire hit, like a GTA 6, don't pre-order it.
Simple as that. When's the last time you went to a GameStop, put $5 down on a game?
Man, I think I have like $100 down on games from the last 30 years or so that I never picked up. I need to go in there and walk out with a big fat check. So...
That's hard to believe that was a thing that we used to do back in the day. You know what
all
I mean?
All the time. You and I used to sell magazine subscriptions and pre-orders.
I know. Those nudie mags.
Wait, what? Where were you working?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That was your side hustle.
That's right. Don't worry about it. So we also got some news, and I didn't see this until today. Like, I think there's... The story initially broke, I want to say, like, maybe IGN is where I saw it, but I don't know if they necessarily broke the story.
It actually broke over the weekend, but IGN picked it up today, yeah.
Okay. Now, you put this in there, so why don't you give us a little bit more context, because I didn't get a chance to read the full article.
So over the weekend, a website, Insider Gaming, had a source that leaked what is supposed to be the Sony PlayStation 5 Pro specs. Then a guy named Tom Henderson, who is a extremely reliable leaker, said this is true and they are planning for a holiday 2024 release. Basically, it comes down to the CPU being the same, but includes a high CPU frequency mode, which boosts performance by about 10%. A GPU that enables faster rendering and higher quality ray tracing with 33.5 teraflops. For reference, the PlayStation 5 now has 10.28 teraflops. I still don't know what a teraflop is.
That's a lot of floppies.
It's a lot of flops, my friend. And then it would also feature the PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution Upscaling, or PSSR, which is a custom machine learning architecture and AI accelerator. I have no clue what any of this means, but I'm pumped. Now, if you want to add more fuel to the whole, is it real, is it not fire? Sony today opened up an internal investigation to track down the source of the leaks. And there's something else that they did. and I'm kind of blanking on. I'm gonna see if I can go back to the source and find it. They open up an internal investigation and they are probably going to restrict which third party companies will get access to dev kits going forward. So while it's nice that we know this information and we know what the PS5 Pro might look like, it sucks because now developers, third party developers that maybe, you know, aren't Square Enix are probably not going to get access to these dev kits. So they're not gonna be able to develop games for it until much later. So it's kind of a, in my opinion, like a win-lose, because yeah, we now have an idea, but now we may suffer with games not being able to play effectively.
Yeah.
Or that's the full potential. A lot of talk about 8K gaming, which on Reddit, a lot of the people are like, why? Like 8K is not the norm yet. Like, we don't need this. Put your efforts elsewhere. But I guess the early reports indicate 120 frames per second at 4K, 60 frames at 8K. So if I can get 4K 120 frames, I'll be pumped. If I can get 4K 60 frames, I'll be pumped. I mean, not every game even does that. So
right. Like it seems like 4K 30 frames is really the standard right now with most titles, and then some take advantage of 60 to 120. That's like, for instance, like with Helldivers 2. It's like I tried to knock it up to quality over performance and I immediately regretted it. And I was like, no, I gotta turn this back down to performance because it just could not handle it.
Which game was this?
Helldivers 2.
You know, I don't even think I've touched mine. Is it on performance by
default? It's on performance by default, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it looks a lot prettier when you toggle it over, but like when you do it, it like is immediately noticeable. You're like, oh, this is gross. I can't.
So, I can't imagine that game having a smooth fidelity mode because it gets kind of wonky in performance mode as is.
Kind of makes me wish I would have started on PC. Although, like, I'm only level 8. But still, like, sometimes I want to play in front of the TV. Sometimes the fact they don't have cross-save kind of blows my mind, honestly.
If they add it, I mean, I'll pick it up. But I'm not. I'm like level 24. I'm about to get the mech suit. I'm not.
Because that's a Sony title, right?
It is, yeah.
Like, they bought, so.
I don't know if they bought it, but they published it.
You know what's funny is I bet you, as popular as that game was, I bet you Sony's so mad they didn't make it like more than a $40 game.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, it has, this is probably a hot take. It's a rather bare bones game though. Like, it's pretty much you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, I know they're going to introduce new enemies, new mission types, new weapons, but like, go here, kill this, do this objective, get out. So like, I think if it would have gone 60 or 70, I think part of it, the appeal is it being 40. Like, it's not a.
Yeah. And it's a good time for 40.
If I put $70 into a game and it sucks or I get tired of it, I'm gonna be pissed. But if I put 40 in, I can most likely get $40 worth of gameplay out of anything. So.
Yeah, for sure. Now, speaking of leaked consoles, one of the things that broke today that I saw is there was a new Xbox console leaked online. It makes you almost wonder, like, if this was almost intentional based off the news of the PlayStation getting leaked, you know what I mean?
And the Summer Game Fest was announced, so maybe it's all lining up. Like, you'll see these over the summer.
Yeah, so there was an unannounced Xbox console had been certified in South Korea. The device is designated as model 2089. The certificate follows months of rumors claiming that Microsoft is preparing to launch. Like, obviously, when they did that podcast where they were trying to basically, like, you know, basically reaffirm that, oh, we're not going anywhere. We're still going to make consoles. These are the games that are going to PlayStation, whatever. Like, so it makes sense that this exists, right? But what the rumors are is that this is a diskless version of an Xbox Series X in the summer of 2024. So maybe this is something that's either a pro model, essentially, or maybe this is literally the same thing as a Series X without a disc and maybe a discounted price. You know, leaked materials depicted device roughly the size of the 499 console, but a cylinder instead of a rectangle, which is very interesting. Now it makes me wonder though, like, is this just a midlife like refresh, or is this the device that they were alluding to when they said, oh, you know, the next release will be, you know, the biggest jump that we've seen in a gaming console's life or something like that. Remember when, I think it was Phil Schiller that said that maybe. Mm-hmm. But it makes me wonder if this is that, or if this is just kind of like the equivalent to like a PlayStation 5 Pro, which is like a midlife cycle refresh. What do you think?
I mean, I assume it's probably going to be like a midlife refresh. I mean, I'm kind of honestly tapped out of the Xbox space right now. I mean, if there's an Xbox game, I want to have it on PC. So I'm not. I know at one point I did have a Series S, and I've had a Series X at one point, and they're both fine. The Series S, though, regardless of what they do with the Pro model, the Series S is always going to hold it back. Because Microsoft has adopted this, it can play on everything. So like that was the whole Baldur's Gate 3 issue where it couldn't run split screen on the Series S. So it wasn't going to come to Xbox, and they made some sort of agreement where split screen would just be cut from the Series S. So honestly, and as long as the Series, and I'm sorry if you have one, but as long as the Series S is supported, I'm just not excited.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's kind of one of those things where if they have to make it work for everything, there's going to be certain corners or sacrifices that are made to get it there. Okay. And I'm not a big fan of that. It's kind of like when developers were like, when we were coming out of the last generation consoles and they were making stuff for the new and the old.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, that's why you typically don't see, like if you look at the beginning of a console cycle versus the end of a console cycle, like the quality of games that you get, like when they really start to harness the power of the console itself, That's why it typically comes much later in the life of the console, is because they're not making for something previous anymore. So
it's a good point. That's the issue we've had with PlayStation as well. I mean, I might be wrong, but I think Horizon came out on PS4 maybe, didn't it?
Yeah.
Horizon Forbidden West. I don't think God of War Ragnarok did, but I mean, even like MLB The Show, I know that's not like a big game for a lot of people, but it's still on PS4, and people, when they announced that, people are like, come on, like we move on, like we want to take advantage of the system. It's been what, 4 years now, and we're still basically supporting being drugged by this older console. So I'm really hoping we'll see the PS4 and the Xbox One, or the Xbox Series S. That's the thing. The Series S will not get left behind. It just won't.
No. They need something in that price point. I feel like they think they do anyways. But
yeah. I mean, the Xbox Series X dropped to $350 over the holidays, and it's been $350 multiple times this year. Just replace the Series S with the Series X. If you can financially do that, if you're Microsoft, just do that and like make the entry much easier. But then again, I know nothing about business, so.
I mean, that's fair. Somehow that's probably worth noting. Yeah. And somehow I manage. There you go, Michael Scott.
Michael Scott.
I hear you miss the shots that you don't take. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's right. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. So I know handheld gaming for you has been a pain point, right? How many times have you tried to be a handheld gamer?
3 times. Steam Deck twice, Asus ROG Ally once, and yeah. Honestly, even like my laptop, I don't really play it.
Yeah. Now, do you switch game or always docked?
I will play it in handheld mode depending on the game. I will not play like Tears of the Kingdom, but I'll play Mario or even like Pikmin 4 in handheld mode.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't want a AAA experience in handheld mode, basically.
Yeah. Because you always feel like something has to be sacrificed, or you have to do too much tinkering to get it to work, this or that, right?
I am tempted by the Legion Go, though, I'm not going to lie. It's the first person mode. It makes it like a mouse.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. So there's a company by the name of Playtron that's looking to kind of fix the problem with a lot of this PC handheld gaming experience. And the pain point with that is Windows. That's the big thing. You know, Windows is great for being able to install anything you want, right? But sometimes when it comes to gaming, you don't get that overlay like you do with the Steam Deck, or like a Switch where you just boot it up. Here's your interface. You pick your game. You just go, right? So this company is looking to develop a lightweight OS to replace Windows or Steam OS on existing handheld gaming PCs. The aim is basically that this OS is to become the OS for that actual handheld. Playtron will cost companies like Aano and other companies like Legion Go, Asus, a fraction of the cost of Windows. Because if you think about it, each one of these handheld gaming PCs, each company has to pay Microsoft $80 for every handheld PC that has Windows on it. Whereas this company would only charge about $10 per head for that OS to be on their handheld. And what's great about this is it will basically just unify everything. One of the limitations, one of the great things about the Steam Deck is the simplicity. However, if you want to install anything outside of Steam OS, it's workarounds. You can't really do it. You got to fidget with it.
It's a huge
the benefit
pain.
Of Windows. Yeah. The benefit with Windows, you can install anything you want, but you have to deal with Windows. This is trying to bridge
huge
the gap
pain.
Between. Yeah. This is trying to bridge the gap between the two. So it will give you a Steam OS like experience, but without limiting you what you can install. So you can install games from Epic, you can install games from Steam, you can install games from Game Pass, but you're not dealing with the burden of Windows, which means that better battery life, better performance, plus it could be installed across the multiple things. It would still be a form of Linux-esque, which will keep it lightweight. But they're trying to make it so that pretty much any platform is supported, which is pretty cool. If you go to their website, there's an actual video that actually shows you what it looks like, and it looks pretty sweet. I think the company that did this article is The Verge. So if you pull The Verge up, that might be a Verge article on it, but there's a video at the top of the article that looks really cool. But it looks to simplify the experience. Right now, I think it's out in alpha, but it looks very promising, especially if a lot of these companies start to pick these things up. Because I'm telling you right now, if like it fully rolls out, Windows is gone on my. Because I think the thing they demoed on is the Legion Go, actually.
So there's one that's already out, but I don't know if it's only for the Steam Deck or not. Because I almost installed it, but it was like a headache.
But it was a similar concept. So what they have is they have a program called Play Night.
Play Night, that's it.
Yeah, I have Play Night on my Legion Go right now. And what's cool about it is you can have it so that as soon as Windows boots up, it automatically goes directly into Play Night. So you don't even have to see Windows if you don't want to. Now, the thing is, you can actually have Steam, if you don't mind Steam Big Picture mode, you can actually set Steam up to automatically launch into Big Picture mode as soon as Windows comes up. So you don't even see Windows. It just goes right into your Steam library in Big Picture mode. So you can just navigate it just like almost like a Steam Deck. Nice. And all the menus and everything's integrated. But the problem is that the root cause of this is like battery life and performance and stuff like that is because there's not really a mobile version of Windows. You're still running the full-blown version of Windows on a handheld PC, yeah. which I know Phil Spencer, like, he even, I think, admitted like, hey, you know, we understand that Windows for handheld PCs is like kind of a burden and we're trying to work on that. So I'm hoping that maybe Microsoft themselves makes maybe a more lightweight version of
that'd be great
of Windows. But, you know, I would rather them focus on doing that versus Microsoft trying to release their own handheld. I wish they'd just make a, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's a bigger
win. Market's getting crowded.
Yeah, I think that's a bigger win for the community is if they could focus on making a better version of Windows that's ideal for handheld PCs versus trying to get into the market themselves, you know?
Yeah.
So, because I think if they're going to do it, they'd be better off just to do a cloud-based thing probably since they're trying to push their Game Pass, xCloud streaming and all that stuff forward. I think that just makes sense. But they're becoming more and more, even though they are leaning in and, you know, refreshing consoles and stuff like that. I still think at the end of the day, though, they're still wanting to transition to more of a service-based company versus a hardware company.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've seen how well the portal worked out, right? So, but anyways, anything to add to this? Do you think like if this looks promising, it might make you change your mind, or you just think the whole concept of handheld gaming is just not for you?
I think honestly, and I think there's a space there for me, but I don't think it's here yet. I think probably whenever the second gen Steam Deck rolls around, that might be the sweet spot because I have that Steam OS, better performance. I'm hoping it support for other third party games, but
what I would love to see is something that harnesses all the companies together, and you don't have to freaking install a launcher for every single company that has something. That's the biggest headache right now. It's like, yeah. We're almost in the problem we now have with streaming fatigue, right? But now with all these freaking launchers between EA Play, Epic,
Ubisoft,
Ubisoft, Xbox GOG. Game Pass, like GOG, Steam, like it's just too much. Now, I will say the cool thing about Play Night is if you install Play Night, you can link it with all your other services. Now, those still need to be installed, unfortunately. But in Play Night, you can at least launch it from Play Night, not have to look at the actual thing. So that's at least an advantage. But yeah. All right. Well, do you actually want to introduce your new section of Looking Ahead?
Looking Ahead. So this is the title we came up with just a little bit ago. So we always do a pick of the week or not of approval, which is what we've been like our thing that we were kind of into. And we always do what we've been up to. But I wanted to ask Travis, what are you looking forward to this upcoming week? It can be anything. It can be a game. It can be an experience. It could be a vacation. Drug.
Vacation.
Vacation.
Right. Yeah, my birthday is actually Wednesday. I will be
45.
Nope, 40, but still. 46? Yes.
Oh, 40.
Yes, I'll be 40. I know my voicely good looks, you wouldn't know, but back in my day.
God, taking a dump while you said that?
Don't worry about it. So I'm actually going on vacation to the mountains with my family and my girlfriend. So I'm pretty excited about that.
They haven't met her, right?
My mom and two sisters have, but that's it.
So, okay. Are you nervous?
No, not. I don't have any reason to be nervous. She's the one that's going to be nervous.
That's but, true. She's crossing over into enemy territory.
But she asked me what I wanted. She asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I said I just want all my family to be together for my birthday. So they're gonna down. They're gonna come down Monday, and she kind of like we're going to the mountains. Her family has a house in the mountains, so we're gonna go there and spend the week. And I'm really looking forward to that. Play lots of board games. I think I'm gonna take my projector. We'll have some outdoor movie nights. So looking forward to that. I'm trying to think if there's anything.
Drop a pin and I'll be there, man.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think movie or game wise, if there's anything.
It doesn't have to be. It can be anything.
I know, but I was trying to think if there was anything coming. I know there's a movie coming out, but I don't know when it comes out, but it's that movie that has, the guy that plays Reacher, and it also has Henry Cavill. It's almost like a
Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yeah, I really want to see that movie. So I'm really excited for that to come out. I tell you what, I started to watch the, and this is getting off topic, but I was really tired. It was like 3 a.m. and I was like, I need to go to bed. Like, I need something that's going to make me sleepy. So what did I do? I decided to turn on Madam Web, and boy, let me tell you, that is one of the worst. I've not seen the whole thing. I've seen maybe 40 minutes into it, but that's got to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was real bad.
I thought it'll
be like on the level of like Aquaman 2. No, it was.
Is it worse than Aquaman 2 though?
Oh, 122%.
What?
It's so bad. It is so bad. Okay. Outside of that, I'm trying to think of else. I think my sister. Oh, my mom just asked me today. I think my oldest sister, is going to come down in June and spend some time in June. So I'm looking forward to that. But as far as next week, yeah, really just vacation, some time away from work, just kind of a chance to reset. I will be taking my Legion Go so I can play some games.
Nice.
But outside of that, I think that's it. Oh, and I have a wedding to go to this weekend. I'm excited for. So I'm excited for that as well.
Nice. Sounds like an eventful time. Yeah. So in the game and it's the game front. So this year we've been very fortunate this year with video games. We've had a lot of big hits such as Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Helldivers, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, just to name a few. There's been more than that, but I just can't think right now. But this week we see two more big games come out in Rise of the Ronin and Dragon's Dogma 2. I'm really excited to see how they both review. I'm assuming they're both going to do well. And I know that Rise of the Ronin has co-op, so I'm really excited about that. On like a personal life level, opening day is next week, and I love baseball, and I'm really pumped.
So for my birthday, what I want you to get me this year, I don't care when it is.
Cardinals Sunday, I'm not going to do it.
No. I would love, this tells you how much I know about sports ball. But do the will the Reds come down to play in Atlanta? Like unless,
at some point,
like
yeah.
I would love for you to plan a weekend or like a quick trip for you to come down to Atlanta for a couple days. We'll go to a game. We'll have a guy's weekend, and that would be amazing. You could even if you don't want. Wait, you don't fly though, do you?
I can fly, yeah.
Because honestly, if you just flew right, you could take a flight directly from Charleston or Huntington right to Atlanta, one stop. I'll pick you up, or you could drive down. The drive's not bad, honestly. It's very easy. You go. I don't know why we're hashing this out right now on the podcast, but
this is fun. The people want to hear this.
Yeah, I want you to come down for my birthday. Or what we could do? Well, you're probably busy at the end of July. I was going
to say, it's the freaky. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh well, when? How far away?
July.
Yeah, that sucks. I guess
I'm not going to rule it out. I'm not going to rule it out. I'll see what I can do.
Okay, that'd be amazing. You'd love their stadium too. It's nice.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would love to check it out.
And I would listen. I would even cheer for the Reds for you too. I wouldn't even cheer for the Braves.
I mean, the Braves are a better team. They're really good.
Not without Joey Votto.
Don't get me started on Votto, man. I could go all day.
So on a personal front, you said what again? Because I don't see it in the
opening day next Thursday.
Oh yeah, that's right. Are you going? Will you be there?
No, we're going Saturday though.
Oh yeah, because you'll be working, won't you? Yeah. Tell me a little bit about.
I actually had the day blocked off. I just didn't get selected for tickets.
I'm just now looking up for the first time. Rise of Ronin. It looks pretty dope. Like dude, I'm just looking at screenshots. It looks great. You know what series I wish would come back? Just looking at some of these screenshots, and it's not, the gameplay is nothing alike. But remember the Onimusha games?
Yeah,
I like those games. Did you say this is co-op?
Yeah, four-player co-op.
Did you see the news? And I don't know why it's happening, but they're bringing Bloodborne back online for really? Co-op. Yeah, they were doing some sort of co-op event for Bloodborne for which that game was. I think it came out like 2015, I think. But yeah, they're getting ready to turn the servers back online, which makes me wonder if. Is Bloodborne coming to PC? Is that a thing?
That's been rumored for years.
But I did see a story that they're getting ready to do an event. What are you looking at that you seem so blown away by?
Tickets to Braves games are expensive. Oh my God. I'm looking at weekday. There's one that's a Wednesday at noon. Okay. If you go to a Reds game Wednesday at noon, there's like no one there. You can get any seat you want for like $6 probably.
Oh, the
Braves game's almost sold out. And the tickets are like $100.
This is a baseball town, my dude.
The crappy seats are $36. That's insane. Oh my gosh.
I might be able to get the hookup though.
You might have to go to Cincinnati and catch a game when Atlanta comes out.
Catch me outside. yeah, but well you keep looking. I might see if I can get a deal on tickets to make it worth your time.
Okay.
But that'd be fun. That'd be really fun. Or, I mean, even if we wait long enough, you can come down and catch a Bengals game. Wait, are you a Bengals fan?
I am, but do they play Atlanta this year?
I don't know. I don't know anything about sports ball, bro. You know this. I'll tell you, I know you're not a soccer fan, but I'm telling you right now, the Atlanta United games are unreal. Like, yeah. It's because it's in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the same that the Falcons play in.
Yeah.
And they're real fun. Nice. But anyways, all right, well, let's go ahead and get into, because I didn't know if we were using this section to replace nod of approval, but I do have a nod of approval if you do.
I will think of one, but you go first.
Way to go. So my nod of approval this week is actually it is a game that it almost sounds like I wasn't ready for the section.
That's on board.
it's actually a program. Believe it or not. So I've been trying to switch up what I recommend because it's always ever been a TV show or a game. But the program I wanted to recommend is for Windows. I think you might be able to run it on other things. Have you ever ran or heard of BlueStack? You ever heard of BlueStack?
I have.
Yeah, so BlueStack is a program you can run on your Windows computer that allows you to install Android apps. So if there's something in the Windows App Store that isn't there, or does it, if there's something in the Windows App Store that's not there, or it's a program that you can't download separately, but you know there's an Android app, it's a free application, allows you to install Androids and just run it in a program on your computer. And the reason I've been using it is when I've been playing Final Fantasy, sometimes when you're doing these crafting things, it can get rather boring. And there's a service that I recently purchased that I'll talk to you about offline, Justin, that allows you to watch shows, TV, live stations, all that stuff. And they have an Android app, but they don't have a dedicated Windows app. And there's other programs you can use, but I'm very fond to this one. But BlueStacks allowed me to do that, so I can just watch some live TV or shows while, and I just put a window right over my phone.
You told me about this thing not too long ago, didn't you?
Oh yes, it is that. It turned out to be great, by the way.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah. So BlueStacks, free application. Check it out. If you ever wanted to be able to run Android apps or something, you just wanted to be able to get on a Windows computer that you couldn't. That is my nod of approval. So what do you got?
Oh boy, that went by fast. So in the spirit of baseball season, I will go with a baseball pick. No, not MLB The Show. I don't have enough time on it yet. And to be honest with you, I don't think that's really the audience's thing. But I'm going to go with a movie about baseball that my wife and I watch every year before baseball season. We just watched it the other day, Moneyball. If you haven't seen Moneyball, it's amazing. You do not have to be a baseball fan. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be a baseball fan to enjoy the movie. It's just a really great story. It's a true story. And it's like modern. It's not like, you know, it's set in like the 1930s or anything.
I thought you were going to say Field of Dreams or something like that.
No. Yeah, or Field of Dreams. It's a modern story that took place like in the 2000s. So it's kind of like how the game was changed, but it's like not. It's a baseball movie, but like it's a movie for everyone, if that makes sense. I do highly recommend it.
Yeah. Well, perfect. Well, man, we were pretty short this time. I mean, I'm sure our listeners aren't going to be mad about a 47-minute episode, so at least we weren't over an hour this time. But do you have anything before we close out?
I do not. Do you?
Okay. No. I was just going to basically say we appreciate you listening. Make sure that you like and follow us on either our social medias. Make sure that you rate and review us on any of those platforms. Preferably iTunes, but also feel free to leave us some comments on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe on there as well, so it helps with the algorithms and all that. Justin and I are working on planning some content going forward and just looking to kind of freshen things up a little bit that will allow us to be a little bit more consistent with releases and just some new ideas there. But yeah, that's it. We appreciate you listening, and we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.